Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey guys, welcome to our show that's for you and it's about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money started working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow to prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But more importantly, it's not just about getting rich yourself. It's about creating a life of purpose and meaning and being a rippler by creating a ripple effect for the lives of others using these God-given abilities and blessings that you've been given to help spread and be able to create greater blessings in other people's lives. So guys, I'm so excited to have you a part of the show. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect for you. Thank you for your binging, your sharing, you're doing all these things that are just creating powerful conversations and you guys are getting actual results. And that is what really matters to me about doing this show. So thank you so much. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great stuff you can get there. Again, if you want to follow us, be sure to get that ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, so you can find out money to turn into passive income now. So check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So today I've got a special guest. And as you guys always know that sometimes I have relationships with guests and then a lot of times I get pitched guests all the time, right? Like multiple times a week, I'm getting dozens and dozens of people pitched at me. And this one caught my eye. And in fact, the hardest part was just trying to pick what angle to take with him because this guy has a breadth of knowledge and so much going on that I thought this is going to be fun. So anyways, my guest today is actually A. Donahue Baker, who's a co-founder and CEO of Money Avenue, which is a wealth building platform with the mission to create a clear pathway for individuals to build generational wealth. Passionate about disrupting banking and the importance of building wealth safely. He's also a CPA, a professor at Morehouse College, and he teaches classes on entrepreneurship and building wealth. So Donahue, welcome to our show.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for everything, Chris. I know that, your show is doing some great things. I'm just glad to be up on your platform.
Absolutely, man. So give us some more backstory. Like what led you down this path? I mean, I know you do real estate investing. You're definitely in the financial space here. I mean, what got you in this place?
Well, real estate really is my number one passion, the desire to create passive income. So yeah. I'm a CPA as well. I had a practice of over 200 clients. And right around this time of year, tax season, I basically lost my life working 80 hours a week, and I just got to be too much. Even though I did like helping people, helping them to save on their taxes and build wealth, but I wanted a better lifestyle. So I began investing in real estate, income-producing properties, particularly multifamily homes. And eventually, my passive income exceeded the income that I actively worked for. And that's when I kind of had this epiphany that I need to kind of pivot and do real estate full time.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I've been there too. Like I joke with people that I've done it twice, you know, become financially independent, but that's not a good thing. You should only do it once because that means I screwed up the first time, right?
You know? Pretty much.
That's awesome. So definitely you've gone down that path and now you've just created something new with Money Avenue, right? Like you got this.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about your own bank.
Yeah. So I started this wealth building platform. It's called Money Avenue. And basically, it's really designed to help people do the same thing that I do. But this is in a systematic approach. So it's built on really six levels. The first level is we try to get people to not live paycheck to paycheck and just become a thousandaire. We define a thousandaire as someone that makes at least $100,000 a year, right? Uh-huh. That's the first level. So we have programs that help you get there. Then it's the level two is living the rent-free lifestyle. Basically, that means we have special lending programs that allow you to get into a home, sometimes as low as 0% down through creative financing, right? Wow. So we want you to make your first purchase an income-producing property. Statistics have shown if you're able to do that, you're almost certain to be a millionaire, even a multimillionaire, right? Mm-hmm. And then at level three, what we do is we ask you to bring your personal credit score to 720, lock it, and then live exclusively through an LLC or a business that you set up. And that is how we create more entrepreneurs at Money Avenue. We give you at least $50,000 of business credit that is not connected to your personal credit profile. So you can go out and prove the concept of your business or use that money to get into real estate and start building that passive income. At level four, it is very simple. If you've proven the concept of your business and you have 2 years tax returns, we can get you up to $1 million of business credit that is tied to your business. And that will help you scale your business. What we tell you to do is use that line of credit to go out and purchase income producing properties. That's exactly what I did, right? And that is how you really, really have built up this passive income stream. So you don't spend it on vacations, cars, and clothes. You go out there and you buy income producing property. Now at level five, the idea is the debt that you got into at level four, that debt is going to be converted into equity, either through forced appreciation or just over time, having your tenants pay down the mortgage, because all of your properties should be positive cash flowing. There's a system, level five, that's when you technically become a millionaire. And the reason why it's so important is because if you're looking to create generational wealth, the number that I think is really super important is 1.4 million, which is over $1 million. But because we have a lot of stimulus and a lot of inflationary effects, $1 million today will not be $1 million tomorrow. Right. So that's why you need to have more than $1 million. We all should be aiming to have a net worth of at least $1 million and greater. Mm-hmm. So at level six, the final level is the level of generational wealth creation, where we try to give you tools to pass that wealth on to your children, your heirs, your estate. Basically, we have attorneys on our staff that specialize in setting up trusts, setting up 1031 exchanges. We also have a life insurance policy that you can get life insurance for as little as $20 or $30 a month. You can get up to like $200,000 to $300,000 of life insurance. So the whole idea is to pass wealth on. You build it up through levels one through five, pass it on at level six. That is the premise from which the bank is started. And we want to bring all people basically through this trajectory, showing them how to build wealth, being a true partner with them, and then actually them passing it on. And that's basically how we do it.
Awesome. Well, I love how you broke it in steps, because, you know, there's some people that I see in the first three steps that need to stay there, right? And I get sometimes that a few people that might be, you know, maybe they're just starting out. They just need a foundation and they're so excited to get investing, but they're not ready for that. Like they're just not ready for that point. They need to start building up reserves. They need to start getting their credit score up, like you said, or even just get into their first home, you know, or whatever it might be. Like start those basic steps first before you worry about trying to go swing for the fences when you're not really ready for it.
Right. So. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I think one of the things that we need to start doing is start preparing our kids so they're ready for it before they even turn 18. So the prime example, when I was like 15 or 16 years old, I had no idea about credit. I had no idea about budgeting. I had no idea about banking as a whole. So when I set up to establish the bank, we wanted to have banking for children. If you're like a teenager, you can get what we call a generational account. Mm-hmm. And with the generational account, it teaches you, it's really financial literacy about budgeting, about how your credit impacts your ability to get cash or loans. So all of this, if you teach your kids before they turn 18, it won't end up like me, go away to college, get a whole bunch of credit cards in the mail and think it's free money and go spending willy-nilly. So, you know, a lot of what we do is financial literacy as well.
I love it. Well, tell me about some of the details within some of these steps, like step four on, like we have a lot of listeners in these categories, right? They're like, they're there, they're ready, they're trying to feast on it and things like that. Tell me about getting this line of credit to get income producing assets, right? Because what I see is like a lot of times there'll be people say, hey, I'll give you this business line of credit. But then when you look at the terms, you're like, well, there's no way with real estate I would ever be profitable with this because it's just too aggressive a payback. So tell us kind of like the terms of these loans or even example maybe of a client that used this to do real estate investing. How does that work?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of clients that use it. So basically with our line of credit is basically setting up a legal entity, an LLC that's completely separate from your personal entity and building the credit under the legal entity. The same way other masters of credit have done it. I speak particularly a lot about Donald Trump that, you know, he has over 500 LLCs and he's able to leverage each LLC to get millions and millions of dollars. There's nothing to stop us from doing the exact same thing if we understand that it's really all about how can we leverage assets. Mm-hmm. And if you have a great deal and you bring it to us, what we can do is we can give you the money to do the acquisition. And one thing that also separates us from other banks as well is we will joint venture with you. So there's certain deals that people bring us and they don't have the cash to close those deals. So we come in, we joint venture, they still retain some ownership, but to level set and just to create the right picture, if we're bringing all the money, we're going to own most of the deal. But at the end of the day, you will. That is a pipeline. That is a pathway to get into real estate with no money at all.
You're really becoming a financing partner is what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That's cool. Is there ways for people to do it? Like say, let's say they've got plenty of money, right? But they're saying, wait, I want more leverage. You know, like if they want to, you know, buy a long-term rental. Is there something like that, an option that would work there?
Absolutely. So what we do is if you're for that particular individual, we have kind of like a criteria. So we look at bigger deals in that scenario where I would say like 50 units and up.
Yeah.
So if it's something like that, that's where we would kind of, we would do the financing, but we would also structure this, the equity capital stack where we would say, all right, well, you know, if you bought us a great deal and you might've had the money, but you're just looking for a partner, that's where we really would come in. We have experience, we have teams in different parts of the country. So that's really, you know, what we're trying to do is educate, be a true financial partner, build with you through those different levels as you go through the different levels, stay with you so that when ultimately you get to the level you're at, you can pass the wealth on. That's really what we want to do.
Oh, I love it. So really you want those active investors, right? Those people are saying, I'm trying to tackle this deal. Like this is like a 75 unit complex or something like that, but I need that backing. I need that financing. And maybe they're nervous about going to, you know, the hard money route or even to go and get other partners raising capital. They can go to you instead and just say, hey, can we make this happen? Right.
Absolutely. This is private equity funds that you're going to have access to. So, the rates can vary. That's really what we want to be seen as a true money partner. When you think of Money Avenue, you think of a partner as you build your asset base.
Oh, awesome. And are the terms pretty reasonable? I mean, as well as the interest rates or?
Yeah, it's pretty much market. You know, as interest rates fluctuate, you know, we try to be competitive with other lenders and other major banks as well. But number one, we're direct lenders. So we're using a lot of our own capital. So we do have to be very selective in our risk pool. So we're not even able to operate in all 50 states yet. But hopefully around June, we'll be able to operate in all 50 states.
Cool. And do you raise money to help build this fund so that people can actually go and invest in those kind of deals too?
Absolutely. So we're partnering on our board. We have a billionaire that is on our board. His name is R. Donahue Peoples. And he's really, he has a fund himself, $500 million that he actually set out to create more real estate developers. And through his fund, we're able to basically partner and do much bigger deals, you know, much bigger deals than the average person can handle by themselves.
In your sense, I've got plenty of capital to deploy. You don't even have that issue of trying to raise capital yourself. You got the capital. You just got to find the right
people. Yeah, we have it at some point, you know, in order to scale, in order to have a really big business and have real critical impact, at some point, we're probably going to have to maybe go the VC route. But right now, everything that we've put into the company, we've built this million-dollar business that really has been our capital, our private investment, my personal portfolio, which started in real estate. I own over 500 units. Really, I'm literally leveraging my own net worth to build this entity to help others.
And that's huge, too, because we talk about this on the show. When you get even like syndicators, right? You get a lot of syndicators on the show. It's like if they're not putting their own money know, their own skin in the game into the deal.
Yeah.
That's when you know that's probably not the deal to be into, because if they don't want to do it, you shouldn't either.
Yeah. If they're not risking their own funds, it's like there's no incentive to optimize.
Yeah. You know, yeah. That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And how tough is it to get financing through you guys? Like, because I know, I mean, obviously you're raising your own capital. You're trying to wait to build the raise. If you're trying to go to a bank, that could take months. You know, if you're trying to do the traditional way. You know, how's the experience if someone wants to get capital, whether it's through line of credit or partnering with you as an equity partner or whatever it might be? How tough is it?
We give people a roadmap. So we don't, you know, you apply and it's based on, if it's a personal loan, in fact, we have a super fast loan that you can get right now, anywhere from $500 to $10,000 that's been really well, doing really well for us. And you can get that on our website at Money Avenue. But we don't turn anyone away. If you get declined because you have poor credit or something else, we give you a roadmap so that you could, you know, maybe a couple months later or maybe 6 months down the road, you could eventually be approved. Mm-hmm. But there's no absolute no. If we, you know, through our curriculum, if you don't make the cut, we'll make sure that you do. We'll give you a specific reason and help you get there, whether it's credit, whether it's income. There's things that we can do that we know how that can show you how you can eventually get to where you need to go.
Oh, that's big. That's huge. Mm-hmm. How many times have I seen a situation where someone's like, someone come back to me, even a client, they'll say, yeah, I tried with this bank, but they rejected me. I said, well, did you ask them what it would take to get accepted? No. All right, well, go back and ask them and find out what's going to take, because they just gave me the decline. And it was like, that was it, period. I quit. Yeah. I give up. It's like, no, I want to know how to make it work. And so I love that you're not even just saying declined, move on, get out of my way. You know, I got to process other people's paperwork or whatever, or other people's loans. You're saying, hey, here's a roadmap you need to the point where you would be approved for this loan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's really the key. And then another thing that we do is sometimes we need to creatively finance things, right? So you may have a deal and you may get your, what you call your senior debt financing in place, but then you need to raise equity. And, you know, there's other tools that we may be able to pull together to get that equity portion for you. And that's where the banks won't do that, you know, but we will, because even though we lend our own money, we're direct lenders, we also sometimes, if we need to do that, we can broker it out. We're partnering with the really big hedge fund. So we have multiple sources of capital to make sure that we give you the best possible rate, best possible terms, and the best possible scenario, the narrative that works for you.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it. Man, if people want to reach out to you, say, hey, I'm interested in this for myself or whatever it might be, how would they go out reaching out to you?
Sure, absolutely. So our bank is Money Avenue. You can find us at moneyav.com. Or if you want to sign up, because we're really a membership. A lot of what we do is really membership, benefits for membership. The membership is free, though. So you can sign up at bankmoneyav.com. Once again, it's bank, B-A-N-K, money, M-O-N-E-Y, av, A-V-E.com.
Bankmoneyav.com. Awesome.
Yep.
Love it, man. This is great stuff. I really love it. I love the steps you have. I love you're not just trying to transact money, right? You're trying to even teach and then build wealth too, which I just think that's awesome. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well,
Donahue, I appreciate your time today. This has been valuable stuff. This is great. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate the opportunity. Hopefully we'll meet again, come back on again.
Absolutely. And everybody else, be sure to check out his websites here, you know, whether it's moneyav.com or
Bank Money Av.
Oh yeah. Bankmoneyav.com. Right. So either one. Yeah. Check that out, guys. Like, become a part of that, get involved. It's not a bad thing to be able to have credit, you know, to have that access to funds, especially when you need it. It's when you need it, it's the time you can never get it. So make sure whatever you're working on, you try to get when you really need it the most. Right. So anyways, guys, I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.